This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes as we continue our study of the question, why doesn't everyone love Christ? Already we've pointed out 2 basic reasons why not everybody loves Christ. One reason is because of ignorance. Men do not know what they ought to know. A second reason is lust. They love the world too much to love God. And now the third basic reason why men do not love Christ is indifference. Indifference to what is really most important in life. There are many people who are simply indifferent to the fact of the eternality of the Word of God, that is, the Lord Jesus Christ. In John chapter 1, verse 1, the Bible says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." You see, that indicates the timeless existence of the Word of God. Many men are ignorant of that fact, and they're ignorant of the fact that He emptied Himself in order to become flesh, to become our Savior. We find in Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 to 8, "Have this mind in you which also was in Christ Jesus, who existing in the form of God, counted not the being on an equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied Himself." Now that means He gave up His state of being pure spirit to take on a human body. As we find in John chapter 1 verse 14, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us." Now to many people that is simply a matter of no importance. They are indifferent to it. They're more concerned about making money, more concerned about going fishing or going golfing or hunting or something than the importance of the fact that Jesus Christ became flesh. They are indifferent to His Word, to His love for man. In John chapter 10, verses 17 to 18, Jesus makes clear that He was not forced to lay down His life for the sins of the world, but that He did so because of His love for man. There was no coercion, no situation in which it was impossible for Him to escape. In fact, in the very shadow of the cross, Jesus said, "Do you not know that I can call forth legions of angels?" That is an indicating that He would have a way of escape. But He died because of His love for us. He was nailed to the cross not really by nails of iron, but by nails of love, His own love for us. There are many people who are ignorant of His suffering. Just as you'll remember, you can read in the Bible as the Lord hung suspended between heaven and earth on the cross, with the spikes through His fingers, through His hands and His feet, with His side pierced by the spear. And the Bible tells us that many people simply sat and watched Him there, indicating that they were indifferent to what He was enduring, indifferent to the humiliation, indifferent to the suffering. There are those who also are indifferent to His pleadings. Christ, through the Word of God, pleads for every one of us today to answer the same sort of invitation. In Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 beginning, the record says of the words of Jesus, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls." There are really 2 basic inviters to every one of us. There is Satan, who invites us to a life of sin and a destiny of destruction, and Christ, who invites us to a life of purity and service to God and a destiny of eternal life. Each one of us must make up his own mind which invitation he shall reply to. But Jesus pleads with each of us to get into the harness with Him, to let us pull the load with Him and He with us. But many people are indifferent to His pleadings, and they are indifferent to His authority. It is only Jesus who has the right to speak in matters of religion. He said, as recorded in Matthew 28, verse 18, "All authority hath been given unto me in heaven and on earth. Go ye therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world." My friend, do not be indifferent to Jesus Christ.